Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It has now been a year since Ethan Chapin, Madison Mogan, Zana Kernodle, and Kaylee Gonzalez lost their lives to a senseless murderer on the University of Idaho campus. The man charged with this crime, Brian Koberger, now sitting in jail, awaiting trial. All this weekend, we're going to take a look back at the conversations, investigation, and interviews that we've conducted the last 365 days on this case, as we continue to await justice for those four college students. Four killed for what? The case against Koberger. The story all weekend here on the Hidden Killers podcast.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Lara Yeretsian is with us, seasoned defense attorney. I want to talk about the nuggets that we keep hearing about with regards to Brian Koberger. Someone recently seemingly got their hands on an old resume and cover letter. Interesting to dissect it a little bit. He brags about a lot of abilities that, frankly, he didn't really have when it was dug into further. Some of those being knife skills, one of them being filleting fish, and how much experience he's had at it. Well, turns out the place he claimed to work for as long as he did, he didn't do that there. In fact, he left very early. Boxing. There was a lot of braggadocious things in there. A seasoned public speaker. It's a lot of stuff not really necessarily connected to the murder case, but it raises some eyebrows when we hear about Koberger and a knife, albeit this time with fish. Is any of this going to be brought out in trial? Does any of it hold significance when we're looking at this case, Laura?
I guess it all depends on the prosecution, how much of this they're focused on. I don't really think this is where the case is going to be.
Yeah,
it's really going to be more on the real evidence, you know, where he was physically, you know, any DNA, the forensics, any prior relationship or motive for killing. Those are things that the jury is going to be more interested in. Now, for example, the cutting of the fish, he puts it on his resume. I mean, I don't even know why anyone would put that on their resume.
Yeah.
But my understanding is they spoke to his prior boss, and he said he worked for him, but for a very short time, just a few weeks, and never got to the part of really cutting the fish or filleting the fish, right?
Yeah.
Like, learning how to fillet. So he never even got to that point. It's pretty obvious he's embellishing.
Mm-hmm.
A boxer, I don't even know how much of that is true. People write all sorts of things on their resumes, depending on what kind of job they're applying for. And, you know, sometimes, a lot of times you would expect it to be accurate, but you know that people will exaggerate a bit. And this seems to be honestly just exaggerated facts.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they go to his credibility if he ever takes the stand. I don't even know if I don't expect him to take the stand, but if he ever does, maybe they can bring this up and say, hey, you pretended to be an expert at cutting fish, but you never even got to learn how to fillet at your job.
Yeah.
You pretended to be a boxer. You said, in reality, we've gone back and checked and talked to people. Not really.
Mm-hmm.
You pretended to be this professional speaker, and we don't see anything in your background. We've talked to people. So it could be that, or they could take it. And if there's enough evidence to support that he truly is a professional at cutting fish, truly was a great boxer and a wonderful speaker, then maybe, you know, the boxing and the cutting fish, they could use and say he had the ability to kill all these people, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of different ways it could be spun around, for or against him, depending on how it's used. I want to talk to you about the parents where they were called into that investigative grand jury a couple of weeks back. Originally reported that it was in connection with another case, the police in that jurisdiction coming out and saying, no, he has not any connection whatsoever to this other case. But obviously the parents were called in. They had to be called in for some sort of crime that took place within that county. Otherwise, they couldn't be called in. Is this something where they are able to help the police in the investigation? Do they have to speak and talk and answer questions about their son? What sort of responsibility do they have to the prosecution or the defense of this case?
As far as the case with the grand jury in Pennsylvania, I mean, if they've been subpoenaed, they have to go.
Sure.
You know, they have to answer questions. It's not, unless there's something there that's going to incriminate them. Now, if they are the suspects themselves, the parents, then that's a different issue, right? Mm-hmm. But if they're not, and then they, you know, they can invoke the Fifth and do whatever it needs to be done to protect their rights, right? Their constitutional rights. But if it has nothing to do with them and they're not really witnesses themselves, or they don't have any information that can help the investigation, and it's really basically related to their son, I mean, they have to testify. And I'm guessing the prosecutors, if there's an alibi, if Koberger has an alibi, maybe the way to provide that alibi to the grand jury and to rule him out is by having the parents come in and testify.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Lara Yuretsian, thank you so much for your insight on this. Always appreciate it. You can check out her website, laralaw.com. It's L-A-R-A, law.com. If you like this podcast, you want more of it ad-free, become a supporter through Apple Podcasts. Go ahead and check that out. We do greatly appreciate it. Even try it for 3 days free and get access to all of our podcasts with no ads. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.